Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Global Ports Holdings 2016 nine-month results conference call. Today I'm here with the management, and this is Aslı Suat, by the way, from Investor Relations. Today's presenters are Mr. Emre Sayın, the CEO, and Ms. Ferda Aldır, the CFO. Now I'm leaving the ground for the CEO to start his presentation. Emre Bey?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the third quarter 2016 conference call. We have completed nine months of this year, and I'm gonna summarize Q3 and the first nine months for you. Then we are going to go over the executive summary. Then, you know, as customary, we'll receive some questions and try to answer your questions afterwards. Then after that, I will leave the ground to our CFO to talk about the historical financials and the debt profile and related matters. When we look at the first nine months in our business, we see that despite the ongoing tensions in EastMed, the coup attempt in Turkey, and the temporary pressure on volumes in our Antalya port, Port Akdeniz, we see our revenue still growing, increasing. Our consolidated revenues grew 11.2%, reaching slightly above $90 million. Our EBITDA grew 10.2%, reaching $60.3 million in the first nine months of 2016. What played an important role here is a bounce back in the commercial business. You remember that we had a hit in the first half of the year because of investigations going on in China, which affected the Marble business, which is our biggest business in the commercial on the commercial side. The commercial revenues, actually, thanks to a good third quarter and EBITDA, both posted, you know, reasonable good growths. Revenues grew 7.6%, and EBITDA grew 14.1% in the first nine months, and the margin increased. There were a couple of factors driving this growth. One was, of course, the recovery from the Marble investigation launched by Chinese authorities. I can't say, and I kind of mentioned this before in the previous calls, this is not a full recovery, but we are seeing that we are almost leveling off with the previous year right now. But we also grew the non-Marble business in Q3, especially in cargo. We are seeing good numbers. We have worked hard at getting additional revenues from new services. For example, our container weighing service is recording good revenue growth, good revenues. We also had a number of projects that helped us that contributed to our project cargo growth. So the cargo side, you'll see quite high revenue per ton numbers. Some tariff adjustments and also the depreciation of TL helped us because 70% of our costs in the Turkish ports are Turkish lira denominated. Now, we are saying that the perfect storm on the cruise side for Turkey is, of course, having its impact. Although it's quite calm in Turkey, no bad news. As you know, we've always talked about the visibility of the cruise business. Visibility also means that once the itineraries are set, it's very hard to change them for this year. That means the cancellations didn't work in our favor in Q3. But what we had going for us was the diversification of the port network. So thanks to that, we have been able to still increase our passenger base and increase our revenues. Now, when we look at our non-Turkish portfolio, our cruise passengers actually grew 27.6% year-on-year in the first 9 months. I must say some of this growth is also related to what's going on in East Med, because East Med itineraries have been shifted. That's why some of these ships actually shifted to West Med, where we have also a heavy presence. The increase was mainly driven from Barcelona, Malaga, also from Valletta, and some from Singapore. When we include everything, our total passenger base still grew 10%, and we recorded 15.4% revenue growth and 5.9% EBITDA growth in the first 9 months. I think I don't need to go over the reasons because I already highlighted them. So if we can switch to the executive summary page, we'll see how these changes affect our results. When you look at the passenger numbers, the Q3 number is 8.5% growth year-on-year, and the first 9 months is 10% growth year-on-year. When you take into account that Valletta has been added to this year's numbers, and when you do a pro forma calculation, you see that these numbers are respectively -6.7% and -5.1%, which basically shows the impact of the decrease in the sharp decrease in the Turkish passenger numbers. Then we have the volume for the cargo in terms of thousands of tons, and there we see a very good increase in Q3, 61.2%, which actually helps us recover the first 9 months, and the decline there is only -3.9%, and we're hoping to close this gap even further in Q4. The container numbers are, as you see here, -0.7% compared to last year. In the previous quarter, this gap was much bigger. I don't remember the number right now, but we can get it for you. And that actually is what I was referring to when I said the business is bouncing back from the incident of Q2. So this gives us a revenue increase of 10% in Q3 and 11.2% year-on-year, which actually puts us very close to our plan. So there's almost no discrepancy between our plans and what we're seeing here right now. And the cruise side is contributing with a growth of 15.4% year-on-year, first 9 months, and the commercial side is contributing with an increase of 7.6%. When you, however, look at the Q3 numbers for commercial, you will see there's a 21.7% growth, which is basically, like I highlighted, comes from increases in cargo, increases in projects that we did, also some additional revenue generating services. So that the impact of this revenue growth gives us, if we go down all the way to commercial EBITDA cruise EBITDA, will see a 5.9% cruise EBITDA increase and 14.1% commercial EBITDA increase, which finally gives us a consolidated EBITDA growth of 9.7% in the first 9 months. That corresponds to also a 390 BPS increase of our 60% BPS increase in our overall EBITDA margin. So this is kind of a summary of the results of Q3 and the first 9 months respectively. In the next two slides, I just want to highlight a couple of things. You can see, if you look at page number 5, on the left-hand side, you see the contribution of revenue growth, and you see the contribution of cruise versus commercial revenue growth. On the right-hand side, you see EBITDA. And when we look at our margins, the cruise margin, due to the effects in East Med, is going down slightly, but the commercial margin is making up for it. And if you also look at the growth of segmental EBITDA, the 10.2%, and if you look at the slide above and see 6.6% growth coming from Valletta, this is basically indicating that almost half of that EBITDA growth comes from inorganic and half of it comes from organic growth in our business. And the next slide, number 6, basically shows port by port numbers, and it's very obvious that we're doing well in our international business, in Cruers, in Valletta. We don't have Lisbon here, but Lisbon is doing great. And on the other side, this temporary effect of cancellations in Turkey is causing our numbers to go down in Turkey, which I expect will start going up as of the second part of 2017, and 2018 will show us better figures in Turkey. So at this point, I want to ask if you have any questions, and then when the questions regarding the commercial side are finished, then we can also dwell a little bit more on our debt profile and our financial numbers, our cash position.
Okay.
Let's get the commercial questions first.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Dear speaker, we have no questions for now. Back to you.
Okay. Then, if there are no further questions, I would like to give the word to Ferda to talk about our debt profile and our historical financials, which are page 9 and page 10.
Okay. I would like to go over the debt profile of GPH. As everybody on the call know very well, according to bond covenant, gross debt to EBITDA leverage should be 5 times. As you will see from the presentation, gross debt to EBITDA is 4.3 times, and net debt to EBITDA is 3.4 times. We are comfortable for the bond covenant level. Comparing the 2015 year-end numbers, both gross and net debt to EBITDA with Q3 numbers, there is slight decrease. increase. Year-end was 4.5 times gross debt to EBITDA and 3.3 times net debt to EBITDA. Now, gross debt to EBITDA is 4.6 and 3.8 is the net debt to EBITDA. As I said before, it increased. The reason mainly due to interest accruals of the bond, Eurobond, and other financial liabilities, and dividend distribution made in cash to the shareholders in March 2016. But we are comfortable with the both leverage as well. The currency distribution of financial debt, 73.3% of financial debt is in USD terms, 26.4% is euro, rest of it is to mere TIA, in TIA. And 24.7% of debt has a floating interest rate. The rest of it, 75.3%, has a fixed rate. If you look at the capital expenditure in 2016 for first month, total capital expenditure is approximately 7.9 million US dollars. Distribution of this, 2 million for Valletta cruise port travel shopping area renovations, 1 million USD for Port Akdeniz equipments, 1.5 million for Egeport equipments and shopping area renovations, 3 for Port Adria crane expenditure. I don't want to go over the financials again and again because Emre Bey explained me before very detailedly. So if you have a question, we can feel free to ask.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Dan Bromley, Carville Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the presentation and the results. My question is, you know, if you look at slide 6, the EBITDA of the you know, the guarantor group, which is mainly the Turkish ports, they're down quite significantly. You know, it's down by 32%, the EBITDA in Ege, and then Akdeniz is down 74%, and Bodrum was down, you know, significantly too, by 40%. I'm just trying to, I guess, understand how you know, why did the leverage sort of stay at 4.6 times when the EBITDA numbers decline, you know.
So, first of all, let me say that the Akdeniz cruise revenues are a very small portion of Serda is whispering me something. Why don't you go ahead and say it?
Yeah, only 1.1 million Akdeniz cruise Akdeniz port cruise revenues, only 1.1 million. It's approximately 2% of the total revenue. And you are seeing on page 6, yes, there's some decrease, but this is related with the Akdeniz cruise port cruise revenue, not commercial revenue. If you look at commercial side, there is no there is a significant increase.
So So that's for Akdeniz. But in general, when you look at our numbers, is what you see is this. You know, this quarter has been probably the worst quarter that we'll see because of this. The perfect storm, we always call it, in 2016, because it was, you know, right after what happened in after the coup attempt, the cancellations. It was a high traffic month, and even when you take into the effect of the impact to these three cruise ports in Turkey. The other cruise ports and the commercial side of our revenue more than made up for the losses here, and our financials were not impacted as you would have guessed. And I think that's just testimony to the resilience of this business. And we are seeing, you know, we will hopefully see better and better results when this when the impact of all these cancellations, you know, get nullified. The numbers will be much, much better.
Can I just follow up on that? When you say the impact of the cancellation is nullified, what do you mean? So you expect to see a recovery in the, you know, fourth quarter, I guess, or can you just expand on that?
Well, first of all, first quarter is a very low quarter anyway. I'm expecting, and this is not just my expectation. This was actually mentioned in a in Tenerife this year when you know, we had a global event for the cruise industry. One of the CEOs of the cruise line companies got up and said, you know, we're very sorry about what happened in Turkey, and we would love to go back as soon as possible. You know, I see as early as second half of 2017, we will get the opportunity to send ships back to Turkey. So that's also my thinking. That's the earliest we can see positive results, you know, ships coming back to Turkey and coming back to the Eastern Mediterranean. But I think it will probably be 2018 and beyond that we will see the effect nullified, meaning it will go back to the normal levels of what we saw in years 2013, 14, 15.
Okay, thank you. And my last question is, can you talk a little bit more about the impact of the Chinese marble investigation? So that has been resolved now, and the third quarter there's no more investigation by the Chinese government?
So, second question, yes, we are not seeing new, we're not hearing about new investigations because it took, you know, it was months of investigation and they took some actions. The impact was worse in June, but it continued on a couple more months. But we are finally seeing recovery, and we're seeing that business is almost, you know, back to normal. I think it will probably be another quarter or so before everything normalizes. You know, that's our feeling. But, and you can also see it, I think, from our container numbers. Compared to last year, it's almost flat right now.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So in the third quarter, it's just a flat, but the recovery from the completion of the Chinese investigation will be fourth quarter, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think after the fourth quarter, we will probably be able to say that we have fully recovered from the Chinese investigation.
All right, great, thank you.
Thank you.
you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for attending and for listening. As I said, I'm really hoping that Q3 was the worst quarter that we will see in this respect when, you know, comparing to previous year's results. We are hoping to see better results starting with the second half of 2017. And we are diligently working on trying to improve the results and make up for the lost revenues of the Turkish ports, both on the commercial side and on the other cruise ports. And of course, you know, what we didn't mention here is possible acquisitions and possible further diversification, which will help us even more in this aspect. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.